Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 320. Today's topic of discussion is the SBS of the vestibular organ, a part of the inner ear. The other part, cochlea, we had taken up yesterday. The vestibular organ is composed of three semicircular canals joining with the cochlea to regulate the sensation of balance and motion. We studied already that the cochlear branch of the vestibulocochlear nerve is responsible for hearing. Just as the cochlea, the vestibular organ is also originated from the ectoderm and therefore controlled from the cerebral cortex. It is easy for you to remember the brain level control center of the vestibular organ if you know that the vestibular organ and the cochlea share the same control relays. It is controlled from the post-sensory cortex part of the cerebral cortex. Just like the cochlea, the vestibular organ in the right ear is controlled from the left side of the cortex, and the vestibular organ in the left ear is controlled from the right cortical hemisphere. The control centers are found in the temporobasal part of the post-sensory cortex. Hence, we can say that there is a crossover correlation from brain to the organ. Now comes the most central point in the study of the SBS of the vestibular organ, its biological conflict, and it is a balance conflict. To be more precise, it is a falling conflict. There are a number of situations where this conflict can occur. It can be a real fall, unexpected or accidental, while in sports, at work, down the stairs or a ladder, on a wet or icy surface, or tripping over a cable. There are certain professionals like builders, construction workers, roofers, etc., who are more prone to this fear of falling. Both infants and elderly are more at risk of getting this balance conflict. People diagnosed with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis or ALS and multiple sclerosis or MS with muscle weakness and muscle paralysis, and the epileptics have difficulties in balancing or they live in the fear of falling. It can be related to seeing someone else falling or collapsing, as it can happen in a stroke or heart attack. The conflict of falling can be triggered even by hearing that a loved one fell or dropped dead. The same conflict can happen when a person feels that he or she is dumped or dropped from a grace, as in a separation scenario. Let us learn it well. There is no tissue loss, only functional loss during the conflict active phase of the vestibular branch of the vestibulocochlear nerve. The symptom is very important. It is the vertigo, a very common medical condition but not known correctly by the conventional medicine. It should be remembered well, the vestibular organ is one of the organs that responds to the related conflict, not with cell proliferation or cell loss but with hyperfunction or functional loss. What we mean by vertigo is a sensation of spinning, swaying or falling to one side. It is different from the dizziness or lightheadedness. Whether one should suffer from the tendency to fall to one side or the other is determined by a person's biological handedness and whether the conflict is of mother-child or partner-related. Therefore, with a mother-related conflict, a person may fall or spin to the left, and with a partner-related conflict, the person may fall or spin to the right, assumed to be mother side or partner side respectively, if the person is right-handed. In these cases, the calmer foci will be on the right and left side of the cortex respectively. For the left-handers, it is reversed. If the conflict is concerned about oneself, the side is determined related to the original conflict, meaning if he had his original fall to left side, his vertigo will be a spinning or falling sensation to the left side. As told in the case of cochlea yesterday, the brain relay of the vestibular organ is also located just under the control center of the coronary arteries and coronary veins of cervix in respective sides. The assigned conflict will be a male territorial loss conflict and a female sexual conflict respectively. Therefore, the following conflict related to the vestibular organ may have a territorial or sexual aspect. This is in reality a feeling of being dropped by a partner. Whether the conflict is to be experienced in a male or female fashion is determined by the person's gender, laterality, and hormone status. Finally, we will learn about the healing phase of the SBS of the vestibular organ. With the healing, the dizziness diminishes. As usual, during the epileptoid crisis, there will be a vertigo fit, possibly with severe nausea and vomiting. The intensity of the epicrisis is determined by the degree and duration of the CA phase. Tracts can cause recurrent vertigo attacks, tracts being established at the occurrence of the original falling conflict. For example, alcohol can be a tract. Ataxia or Friedreich's ataxia is a medical condition with wide-based and unsteady stance and gait with reeling or lurching movements. In GNM, it is called a vertigo constellation as a result of falling conflicts affecting vestibular organs of both sides. In this condition, there is no muscle weakness and the physical incoordination and clumsiness are due to the unbalanced equilibrium caused by the double vertigo or vertigo constellation. Infants and the elderly are more prone to develop ataxia because they are more likely to suffer from the falling conflict. Meniere's disease is another medical condition diagnosed by conventional medicine as primary endolymphatic hydrops or as an inner ear disorder that affects balance and hearing. This is because of the presence of tinnitus along with the vertigo. According to GNM, there is a combination of a falling conflict involving the vestibular organ and a hearing conflict involving the cochlea. Friends, here we conclude the significant biological special program of the vestibular organ. I am sure you had a wonderful time by listening to the GNM explanation of the common medical conditions like vertigo, ataxia, Meniere's disease, etc. Please keep on listening to the Global GNM Health Tips. With best wishes, I am Dr. CJ Varghese from Kerala, India.